Rambot, welcome. You had a knock right at the start of the recording. Not unlike you at all, sir. How are you doing this fine Saturday? R&R. Another edition of R&R. We got to get a logo. I was thinking of that the other day. Where's our fucking R&R logo? Tasteful R&R logo, ladies and gentlemen. If you're listening, you want to make us an R&R logo. I have one that has like the Rand Aussie face, like looking at the Ralph Southern Gentleman face, I guess we could describe it. Maybe I'll use that one. I'm not sure, for BitChute or something. That's what I used it for last time, but we don't have something. I need the R&R, maybe like decorative stylings or something like that. But anyway, Rand, how you been?
I've been quite well, man. It's been a busy week, but it is good to come to the weekend and relax, enjoy some fine content together in fine company.
Enjoy some fine content. This is the fabled Dread commentary, ladies and gentlemen.
Ladles and gentle pants.
Dread 2012. We talked about it last week. We talked about it the week before. We didn't get it done. We're going to do it now. The cut we have is 1 hour, 35 minutes, and 51 seconds. I think that's the main cut, actually, Rand. I think that's the only cut.
We did do some pre-stream speculation on this. As far as we're aware, there is only one cut of Dread, unlike RoboCop, which apparently has infinite cuts.
That is correct. RoboCop has several. I looked for director's cut, didn't see anything like that. I believe this is the only one. Again, Dread 2012. I'm watching the 720p Blu-ray version, and I'm watching it here on my laptop because I still didn't set shit up like I said I was going to set it up, but it'll work like this, Rand. Are you ready, sir?
I am ready, but let me just say that, like, if there's one advantage of a film not receiving the attention it deserves, is that when two legitimate businessmen, while conducting legitimate business, go to legitimate sources to acquire legitimate copies of a movie, they can guarantee that it will be the exact same cut.
That's right. We're legitimate people. All right. Are you ready, Randbot? I've got it here. I guess we're just going to do the 3, 2, 1, go. And when I say go, we're going to hit it. I know it's highly scientific here.
I'm well versed on this highly accurate and scientific method.
All right. Let's try it. Again, 3, 2, 1, go. This is for the audience as well. When I say go, you hit play on your movie. All right. 3, 2, 1, go. And there is the intro screens. I forgot the name of this company. I was going to read it out, but...
Sadly, we may never see that logo again.
Oh, Lionsgate. There we go.
Oh, Lionsgate. Okay, well, there.
What logo did you think it was? No, don't answer. Don't answer.
Oh, no, my bloody idea. You're probably not going to see that one again.
Reliance Entertainment. I'm just trying to read out some of these cards, too, so everybody knows we're on the same page, hopefully. DNA. That's what you're seeing, right, Rand?
That's what I'm seeing, baby.
All right, good. All right, let me make it full screen. Oh, shit. I'm ready to see some killing.
You're going to love it. Don't worry, it doesn't disappoint.
Good. Sounds familiar.
Yeah, I was like, is this real life? Hey, at least Trump delivered.
Damn, that, yeah. Mine has captions on.
Yep, same.
Okay. I think I'll just leave it on. Oh, sick.
This is Trump's America.
Looks more like Obama's America, but all right. AOC's America, perhaps. I don't know.
I said, like, it doesn't look.
I don't even know. If, I don't even think it. I'll put that on Obama. No.
I think we got face scans and riots. Like, fucking, this is just now.
Yeah. It's a pretty sweet building, though.
Yeah, we need one of those. Trump promised us the cool shit. I mean, we've got the riots and all that.
Yeah,
already.
They're already calling him a fascist and shit. I mean, at least give me some of the stylish stuff.
Hey, look at these boys. Just roll them out into Portland.
Yeah, roll. Where are these bad boys at? What if he just said, we have introduced the Dread Force? I mean, come on.
Over in an hour, mate. Over in an hour. And from here on in, it's a ride, baby. That's all the introduction you get.
Good. Oh, shit.
Yep.
Uh-oh. You really thought you were going to be able to drive around Mega City 1 under the influence of narcotics when Judge Dredd was on the scene? That's probably not a good idea.
Oh, it's actually mentioned why they're so confident they can get away with it a little later on. The police can only respond to 6% of requests.
Oh, wow, that sounds familiar. Oh, sick bite. This is the theme. There was a remix of this we used on the show a few weeks ago.
You played the theme, but you didn't watch the movie?
Nah. Disgusting. That's what made me start thinking about, I need to see it, though. I mean, I thought about it before, too. I just never watched it.
I'm sure by now you've already decided watching this film was the correct decision.
Yeah, I knew it would be already. I knew it was good from everything I had heard about it, but I just hadn't sat down and watched it.
All these city shots, by the way. Johannesburg, South Africa.
Wow.
It just looks like that, man.
Oh, wow. There goes a farmer. Oh, I can't help it. Oh, I'm sorry.
Oh, no.
I shouldn't say that.
Angry comments from South Africa.
Have said that, but I mean, come on.
Too late now.
The joke was there. Also, I'm wearing my... Oh, my God. Also, I'm wearing my Mickey Mouse shirt. You can see as a troll. Apparently, that means you're a child. I got this because she's a Disney fan. Thought it would be funny. And it was $5, too, so some Chinese slave probably made that. But
look, it's okay if it's ironic.
Yeah, well. It's okay if it's a $5 shirt.
I wouldn't say no to a Mickey shirt that fit me for $5.
$5, Mickey Mouse, the classic, the iconic old school, like 1920s Mickey. All right. I mean, come on.
My missus bought me a Rick and Morty shirt, and she's confused as to why I never wear it outside.
Yeah, you don't want it to get dirty or, you know, mess it up.
Yeah,
make sure it lasts long time. That's why you only wear it inside.
Yeah, that's the only reason.
Yeah, Jed's about to fuck him up.
Oh yes, you're gonna love this.
Oh shit, he just starts mowing down everybody.
I'll let the scene speak for itself. Taking hostages does not work out well in Mega City 1.
Yeah, I didn't imagine that it would. Excuse me. Oh, shoot. Wow. That's pretty generous.
Only if he complies.
Yeah. Yeah, that'd be pretty lucky. Don't.
Wait for it.
Oh.
Yeah. He's spewing.
Oh, wow. That looked like Cog on his stream a couple weeks ago. Oh, man.
Ironically, I'm sure he loved this film. Wasn't that one of his little sound bites? I am the law.
I think so. I don't know. I only know Puff Hard.
He did. He was definitely puffing pretty fucking hard after he took an incendiary round. By the way, that's not the last time you're going to see them.
Oh, dude.
Now, for followers of the comic, there was a nice little visual nod there. The really fat guy with the unicycle on the ground, reference to the fatties. If you're in your Justice 2000 comics, you'll know what that's a reference to.
Now we noted that this before we came on air that this was a really tightly cut film. It's only an hour 35 minute runtime.
Yep, it's got a story to tell. It doesn't waste time telling it, and it doesn't overstay its welcome.
Smash or pass on this female?
It's unfortunate that the camera resettled back on the other individual there right when you asked that.
This blonde.
Recruit Anderson, yes. Absolute smash.
Yeah.
In fact, her smashability only increases as the movie goes on. I mean, I assume you like dangerous women, Ralph.
Well. No comment.
Well, we talked over it, but basically it's she's psychic. That's the point.
She's a mutant, according to Dredd.
Mm. He's a bit more old school. With these approaches to that sort of thing.
Wait, this bitch can read minds? Okay, mutant. You need to be controlled, creature. That's fair.
Well, the judges know about him.
Black magic, excuse me.
Part of those helmets don't just stop bullets. They actually make it more difficult for... They're quite well aware of psychic abilities. Those helmets help block them.
Oh, the Dredd helmet.
That's why she doesn't wear one.
Oh.
This leads to some funny dialogue in about 5 minutes.
Don't spoil it, Rand. What are you
I
doing?
Won't spoil... Playing with my food isn't spoiling it.
Let's see. Well, it sounds like he's trying to fail a bitch.
Yeah, he doesn't like her because she didn't pass the academy tests.
Plus, she's a female. I mean,
Well, they want her in because she's a mutant, and he's saying, "Well, she failed the test.
Well,
because
she can read minds and shit. That's why they want her in."
But
I'm gonna look up this actress's name, by the way. That's what I'm doing with my phone right now.
Should have fucking swapped Brie Larson out with her, I tell you that.
My phone's about to die. God damn it.
Gotta plug it in and charge it.
Dude, it's got 1%. Excuse me. Rachel Wood, I think.
You missing the intro of the villain?
No, I'm not. Put it down.
This is possibly one of the best female villains ever in a movie. This is Mama. And she's a bitch, but she ain't no bitch.
My phone just excuse me. I'd already put it down. Ugh, I got a cough this morning. I'm sorry. I'm sorry, patrons, supporters, subscribe stars, D Live subs, and everybody else.
Well, they're paying for the real Ralph, and the real Ralph is a little congested this morning.
Yeah, I got my hat on backwards. I only get my do my hair up for the kill stream. Sorry, I'm more relaxed on Saturday mornings. The fuck? I think she's on
dabbling. She's getting high on her own supply.
Yeah, she's dabbling a little bit.
But watch the quick transition from pleasure to business.
Oh, look. Avon Barksdale from The Wire. What you know about The Wire, Rambot?
I know that Yanks love it, but I haven't seen any of them.
Oh, my God. You mean Yanks love greatness?
I've got to admit, haven't watched fucking Sopranos either, buddy.
Oh, my God.
I knew that would get a reaction. Anyway, watch this.
Wow. I think, well, me and you might need to go through some of these. That's ridiculous on your part, sir. You trying to go with me for not seeing Dredd and you haven't seen The Wire and The Sopranos?
It's already a long way down.
Oh,
what happens if you take a drug that slows down your perception of time?
Oh, fuck. That's be a fun
ride. Yeah, boy. It's a fun ride.
Oh, fuck. Oh, shit. Oh, my God. That's an interesting trend there. Oh, fuck. Damn.
And just like that, their fate is sealed.
Peace to you, Tom.
Yeah, so that's the thing. They can only respond to 6% of serious crime. So that's why those guys felt so confident to be riding around dirty.
Honestly, we're on a trend. I mean, I don't know about 6%, but it's getting that way where...
You remember just a year ago, liberals would try and own people by saying, like, actually... serious crimes are actually falling in all categories. So less homicides, less assaults, less rapes.
Nah, it actually turned out it was all just things just weren't being reported properly.
Yeah, well, the FBI crime stats, they always play games with that shit. Plus, I mean, all that shit's up this year, even by their own measure now. So, all right, let's watch this. Oh, wow.
You see his sign? Wow. Will debase self for credits.
What? Wow. The judge is like not taking shit. Get up, homeless man.
That's right.
He was about to give him 3 weeks in the ISO cube. She's idealistic.
She is. They all are at the start, aren't they?
Yeah. Dredd doesn't seem moved by her arguments. I didn't eat breakfast, but I did get some coffee and Reese's. For the movie, or Reese's, as I've been told, you're supposed to say Reese's.
Reese's for breakfast?
But I already said Reese's growing up. Oh my God, this guy's head.
Look at that.
Oh!
Yeah, they just don't fuck around in this film, bro.
I guess so. Do you want this other peanut butter cup, Zuma girl? Go ahead. So I don't eat two of them.
You gotta watch that way.
Yeah, I gotta watch my boyish figure.
You mixing work and pleasure again, Ralph?
Oh, well, you know. All the greats do it. I know that guy from somewhere, too. The Mama Clan.
Oh, you're going to love this.
Oh, wow. What? Whoa! Did you see that look she gave when that was...
Yep.
Whoa. Oh my God. Oh, looks pretty violent.
Can you believe this didn't get a PG rating?
Yeah, this was hard R.
It's very hard R.
They didn't even try to tone it down either, which I love.
No, they knew exactly what they were in for, so they just went balls in.
Yeah.
You're gonna love this. I'm not gonna spoil it. I'm not even gonna talk over it.
All right, don't. We're waiting. I want to see some brutality. Oh, well, justifiable brutality. Justifiable brutality. Uh-oh. It doesn't look like a safe workplace. Oh, I don't think Dredd's gonna like this.
He's going to be very displeased.
He's going to be disappointed. Oh, man. He has a tendency to overreact, I think, when he gets disappointed. As we all do sometimes here and there, but...
Well, you're about to see a measured application of force.
Yeah, I'm sure. Uh-oh. Yeah. Oh, I actually have seen this clip, but it's been a long time. Because he was on a show, or they were like promoting the movie, the director or somebody.
Yeah.
And they showed this clip. They showed this clip.
This is one of the best scenes. Yeah.
They showed this clip to promote it.
Oh, we just missed a little bit of dialogue there. He's just like, why aren't you wearing your helmet? It interferes with my psychic abilities. Yeah. I think a bullet might interfere with it more.
We did talk over that. My apologies.
All good, all good. But yeah, so they're covered while she's not wearing a helmet. All right, here we go.
She really didn't look ready. Doesn't look ready, I'd say. Whoa. Damn. Holy shit. Imagine tripping watching this movie. Holy fuck. That'd be crazy as fuck. Oh, fuck. Uh-oh.
Yeah. Just not making that PG rating.
No, it's not. Those will leave some marks, I think. Oh shit. Yeah. That's gonna be hard to fix.
There's teeth and everything in there. No expense spared.
Dredd just laying down the law, so to speak.
Well, sorry for being a massive liar. I said I wouldn't talk over this bit.
Yeah, you lie.
Do you want to take a wild guess what recycle means?
A little reprogramming?
No, bodies for recycle.
Recycling, yeah.
In Mega City 1, Soylent Green is bodies. People. Yeah.
Oh, shit. Wow. That paperwork is going to be hard, I think.
Bureaucracies, man.
That red tape, it can really be a problem. What's this Lena Dunham looking motherfucker? Is that cracks over her? It does look like Lena Dunham. Like Lena. The fuck? I think it's a guy, though. That's crazy.
It looks androgynous.
Duh. Isn't this the chick from Game of Thrones? I didn't even watch Game of Thrones that much. I'm sure you didn't even watch Game of Thrones, did you, Rand?
I have no sort of
Rand doesn't watch HBO at all.
No, I fucking watch Game of Thrones. I just don't have that ability to like really spot celebrities.
Oh wait, why would I take it for granted that you've seen Game of Thrones and you haven't seen Sopranos and The Wire?
Because I read the books first, and the first two seasons of Game of Thrones were good. Jesus Christ, what a fucking travesty at the end, though.
You know what? I know what happened at the end because I read all about that. And then I saw like the first two episodes because I was behind by like six seasons. And then I just...
Here we go. They really don't want that boy taken in for questioning.
No, they don't. Yeah, it is. She is in Game of Thrones.
See, if they just shot him on the spot, they could have walked out of there.
It's Cersei or whatever, I think.
Whatever it is. Cersei, you're right.
I don't even watch this show when I'm calling shots like that, Rand. Damn. What a fucking legend I am. Can you plug this in, by the way, over here? My plug-in is in the thing. Sorry. I gotta charge my phone around, but...
Important plot point's been spoken over.
Well, repeat it for me.
Well, they're about to lock down the entire apartment block because Mau Mau really does not want that guy getting interrogated because he knows too much.
That guy, by the way, is Avon Barksdale. From The Wire.
Means nothing to me.
And his real name is fucking something Wood. God damn it, I can't remember his name. What is his name? Ah, fuck. I'll look it up later.
Remember that guy?
Yeah. Send his ass to the cubes.
He ain't going to the cubes.
Oh. Damn. Damn. It was for his own safety. He wouldn't listen. Well. Wow, Boogie with the guest spot. I guess a lot of people are going to have to die now.
What gave you that impression?
With Dredd and his psychic sidekick, I have a feeling a lot of people are going to be at a disadvantage here.
Yeah. Yeah. Mama's about to make a little speech.
All right, I'll stop talking over the movie. Rand gets mad. Other people might get mad too. I'm sorry, I had to plug in the phone though because I have to drive. All right, I'll stop. There's Lena Dunham again. She's also in 300. I think. Shut up, bitch. Oh, I see. Uh-oh.
They're already loading.
I think she's probably going to die too.
The gauntlet has been thrown down.
Yeah. Yeah, she just signed a lot of death warrants with that. Uh-oh.
Yep. Cut off, no backup, can't talk to control.
Uh-oh. I'm hearing that music. That's a bad sign for enemies of Judge Dredd, I think.
I see you've seen movies before.
Yeah, I've seen one or two.
You're probably going to recognize another actor.
You can see from this fat face that I've sat here and watched plenty of movies, yeah. What were you going to say, Rand?
I say you're probably going to recognize another celebrity, but he's only in this movie for one scene. Can you possibly guess why that is?
Let's see. Press him to get blasted.
Just fucking blasted your way up the stairs.
Blasted. Oh! It's just a flesh wound.
Yeah, all that's left is flesh after that wound.
Oh, this guy.
Yeah. This guy. Thought you'd recognize him. Yeah. All right, he doesn't play a large role in this film.
Huh. I think Dredd wants to go through them already.
He's a man who loves his work, Ralph.
I mean, who can blame him?
Let's give him the good news.
Uh-oh. Looks like that could do some damage. Uh-oh. She's like, wow, this dude's fucking psycho. But my pussy's so wet.
No.
Uh-oh. Yeah. I had a feeling that was going to happen. No! Oh! Oh.
Now, in most movies, that would have been like the big moral quandary moment, but it wasn't.
All right. Stop spoiling, Rand.
That's not a spoil. I'm saying, like, this is the bit where, for me, the first time I saw this movie, I'm like, this is going into overdrive. Yeah.
Take him out. This motherfucker's gonna have to pay for it's over too.
So the great thing is, like, you know, like a fucking, you know, doctor gang there. Like, you know, Judge Dredd doesn't take shit from anyone, but the medic says, I'm not opening this door. And he's like, fine.
That's true. Uh-oh. I mean, they could kill him. That would be one option, probably. Just murder him now and kill Mama anyway. She's already done enough. What do you need him to testify against her? I don't know.
I'm holding my tongue for a reason.
Yeah, I know. Obviously, there's something else. I mean, I know that, but... At this point, do they know there's something else, though? I would just be like, all right, we'll just kill this guy.
The thing is, this is your first viewing, Ralph, and we're like almost 40 minutes in. What do you think?
Oh, I'm liking it a lot, actually.
I had a feeling you might.
I like the aesthetic, and the soundtrack's badass. The music really fits. I've listened to some of the songs out there.
Oh, the soundtrack
already.
Kills.
Yeah. Also, it's got Avon Barksdale. I thought that was funny too. So,
well, look, this lady hasn't even taken all her clothes off yet, Ralph. I'll just say that.
Don't make me show your feet on camera, Zimmer girl. No. You're trying to tickle me.
I wasn't trying to tickle you. My feet are cold and you're warm.
Your feet are cold. Don't show them. There'll be 30 threads on Kiwi Farms about your feet. We'll have to give that to the patrons first, though.
So once again, Anderson's psychic abilities got her through, got him in a hiding place there. Here comes the sting. There it is.
Oh, fuck.
She had the right intentions, but she's just a little bit too late to give him the advice of how to get the fuck out of there.
Ah. He knows, doesn't
and
he?
So that's what's great about this movie. Like, it, knows, it's a versus those expectations. Too, oh, he knows.
He knows. He saw it. He knows.
You know. But that bit where she was supposed to have a moral crisis like she would in any other movie, she didn't. She manipulated a woman. She got on with it.
I won't be back. Well, it still fucked with her, but I mean, you just have to go on with today.
Yeah, she fucked with her, and she's like, well, I did what I had to do, and now we're going up the elevator.
Uh-oh. Laying him down!
Mm-hmm. Nerd.
No, that's not probably. I don't think so. Excuse me.
Oh, they do a fucking good attempt, though. You're going to love this.
Oxyacetylene.
Plasma cutters.
Yeah. Yeah, that's fair advice, I think.
Well, that goes for any judge, but she has the distinctive disadvantage in that case. Well, she's a pretty blonde, Ralph.
They're right, well, they're going to rape her. Yeah, I understand.
Now, how do judges deal with all these sort of microaggressions of, like, the feeling of not being wanted every day? I mean, I've read enormous blog posts about how someone blinked at a person of color, you know, at the supermarket.
Avon's trying to tell his stories.
No, wait. She doesn't like his story.
I don't think she's going to. I think she better slip the shit off.
Wait, confessing to rape to a judge is not a fucking career move. Let's keep running that mouth.
Coming out to watch the show? Well, these motherfuckers got a fucking rail gun. What is this?
They haven't got just one.
Ran with the maniacal laughter.
So the audio work is excellent. Feel that,
yeah,
feel that ominous build up.
Yeah, it definitely is. Oh fuck. Then they cut out that shit again, yeah. That track I played mixed all that in. I think I'll use that as the finale
track. Oh yeah.
Oh. Oh.
You know how you can see the traces?
Yeah.
Typical trace mix is 1 in 5. For everyone you can see, there's 4 more you can't.
I did not know that. Oh, shit. Light rock.
Era.
Light rock music playing. It's a pretty high quality weapon, though, I gotta say.
It's doing the work.
Putting in work. Oh, shit.
Don't drown away in there.
Oh. Guns winding down, said on the caption.
Mm-hmm. But failed to achieve their aim. I believe that's what they call all fur coat, no knickers. And they're like, well, shit, like they probably got chewed up so bad we can't tell whether they're alive or dead.
Slight miscalculation.
Mm.
Zimmer girl went to go get the blanket. Are you cold?
Yeah.
I guess that would be an obvious answer to that. Yeah. First time ever it's been cold in here. It's usually hot.
Mm.
Uh-oh. Is that fucking Discord sending me alerts? I'm like, where is that coming from? I turned that shit
off. I heard that. Yeah.
I turned that shit off. I swear to God, Discord just randomly turns alerts back on.
No, that's not your imagination. That's an actual thing, and it drives me out the wall.
Dude, it's such bullshit. I turned it off just now. I have to go back in and fuck with them all later after the thing. Yeah, it's time to start dropping motherfuckers like that.
And that was her lieutenant, too.
Yeah.
And he just comes out of the smoke, throws him over the thing in front of her, and just fucking walks back in.
Get fucked, bitch.
Yeah, that's a get fucked, bitch.
Yeah, this guy's about to have some enhanced interrogation techniques brought about, mm-hmm. I think. It does to me, Judge. I trust you know where you're going with this. Officer of the law like yourself. Oh.
Mm-hmm.
He's supposed to kick his ass. Yeah, you got a psychic right over here, genius. The fuck?
Oh, look, don't think she's any more gentle.
No, I don't think she's going to be. She's going to use some of that fucking mind fuckery. Uh-oh. What? Whoa.
Yep.
I don't think so. What? Oh, shit. Pissing himself.
That's why she wanted him dead. Can't have the judges knowing about that.
Yep, jeopardizing operation. Uh-oh.
Yep. Looks legit.
Five years on an obstruction charge? Wow, I'm glad that's not the current law. Defend. Oh, well, that's... that was good.
Now here's a bit where you do have the legitimate question, why even keep dragging
this? That's what I was going to say. I was just in my head thinking, they didn't kill the guy just now, did they? Like, did I miss that? And then they went back to him.
They've actually got all the info out of him they need. Yeah.
Yeah, kill him now. Because they have the authority to execute people. I mean, if you needed him to be a witness or something, it would make sense. But, I mean, they're judge, jury, executioner. Literally, that's their whole show, so... I knew their kids were going to come into play somehow.
Yeah, they really don't. at least they're like semi-intelligent. They're like, yeah, we did the thing. And I, you know, like, I don't like it, Rods. This is just great. You're going to love what's coming up.
About an hour in, almost.
Why?
Oh, fuck.
Fucking kids.
Every time.
Oh. This is going to be 30 minutes of straight killing everybody, I think.
Oh, well, I...
Uh-oh.
Don't know what gives you that impression.
Uh-oh. I'm coming.
Judgment time. Look at this fucking like Black Fabio there. Like, oh, some of this guy. What a fantastic rig of hair he's got.
Yeah, this is a setup, of course. For a big bada boom, perhaps. Oh, shit. Nah. Uh-oh. Burn, baby, burn. Wow. That was a loss you couldn't afford to take. Extra crispy on that ass.
Oh, boy.
Literally, they're gonna. Oh my god.
All that.
Say that, Rand. You cut out.
Is it? No, she is gonna call 911.
Yeah, I mean, that makes sense. Maybe to give a distraction. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that just ain't right.
Oh, fuck, yeah, dirty judges. Or just not judges at all.
They're real judges.
Oh, but they're dirty, yeah.
Yeah, but they're dirty, yeah.
Sad to see. It's gonna take a million, bitch. I know him from way back, and this motherfucker is crazy.
That's how cold he is. You got the other judge alive? Yeah, make it dead.
These scrubs don't even have a chance. Oh. But he's going to take one of these crooked judges' weapons. I think he's going to have even less sympathy for these motherfuckers.
Biting my tongue so fucking hard right now, Ralph.
You know he's going to have zero sympathy for a dirty judge. Like, oh my God, what is he going to do? All right.
I think you'll find out.
Disgracing the badge? You think that's something Dredd is going to stand for? Oh my God.
He does have some objections to it.
No.
Oh, man. Oh, the music work is just fantastic.
Yeah, it's excellent. Boom! I don't think so. Oh! I don't think so. Oh, God! Trust larynx! Oh. That's a painful way to die.
Oh, and they drew it out just for an extra couple of seconds too.
Oh, yeah. That. Ugh. Yeah, it'll die from that, yeah. Uh-oh. Oh, I guess he didn't know about the security procedures, huh?
Nah, that's that nice little trick.
Oh.
Yeah.
Ugh. Now she's behind enemy lines, too. I don't think so.
You gotta love that. Mama knows what happened. Like, she hears the sound, she knows what happened.
Yeah.
No, I'm actually serious. Like, Mama is one of the best female villains in a modern movie.
It's what's her name? I want to say Lena Hadley. I forgot the actress's name, but she's really good.
Well, the actress is good, but it's the writing.
Well, yes, you can have the best written character of all time, though. If you don't have a good actor, it's gonna suck. I mean, I'm just gonna be real.
Oh well, all things when done well become greater than the. Yeah, larger than the.
That being said, you can have the greatest actor of all time, and if it's a shit role, if it's a shit, you know, it's still gonna be shit. But you know, the greatest actors can usually make it at least entertaining. All right.
Hey, look! Finally, Black Scientist.
Oh.
I had to get it in somewhere.
a little slow-mo. I felt like I was on slow-mo when I was talking to Ram before the show. Holy shit. Get a lot of sleep.
Well, I'm glad that coffee kicked in.
It did. It did kick in. Feeling good now. I'm going to drive to Virginia Beach after this, after I get it posted for you supporters.
The poor bastard, he had to watch an entire movie without having an ice cold draft like I've been enjoying.
Yeah, I knew you were enjoying. Next time I'll have a beer or two while we do the next one. A million. I don't think you guys are going to get to spend that.
Wait for it. Suits me.
Uh-oh. Yeah, Dredd doesn't look kindly upon this sort of thing.
He doesn't like it.
Yeah, that's what a meat grinder does. Genius. Dredd, take this clown out.
He's keeping him talking. That's his plan. While his buddy sneaks up.
Yeah.
What a fucking beast of a shotgun. Look at that puppy.
Uh-oh. Take this bitch. Oh, psychic on that ass.
No hesitation. Didn't fucking hesitate.
You gotta love it. Oh, shit. Caught a hot one. Oh, sick. He's been through this before.
Yeah, it's not the first time he's been shot.
Wow.
Yeah, minor quibble. He was shot from the back, but he's dressing himself up at the front.
Oh, that's true. Maybe he'd already done the back, though.
Yeah. Well, look, it's a very tightly shot film.
Wait, what'd you say, Faith?
Because the front's the exit wound. That's the part where it's going to be bleeding most, not from the back where it was the entrance wound.
That's what Faith said. I don't know. I'm not sure. I'm not an expert on it. I would think it would be if it was an explosive round. Yeah, yeah, you would still have to address the back somewhat, yeah.
Somewhat, but not as much as the exit.
Yeah.
There's like 30 minutes of spurgery I could do, but yes, that was actually a good point, Faye.
He said good point.
Hmm. 10 inches of steel? It's almost as deep as my knob.
Oh, wow. I guess this might be my first and last day as a judge too. Doesn't mean it's not time to finish business though. Oh shit. This is what they call the final act, man.
Oh, yeah. Actually, can we just pause it just for a second?
No, we can't.
Ah, damn it.
We can't. Oh, we got to keep it going for the commentary track, and we didn't. Right.
There's going to be a callback here that we missed because you were talking over it. Oh, actually, we already missed it. Never mind.
No, we can't stop it. We stopped it like 15 times there in RoboCop. Oh, shit. Oh. It's like she caught a bullet. Nah. Oh, I'm taking it. Gut shot.
The rest is just poetry.
Take a man to bleed out from that too. Oh, shit. Blow this motherfucker up anyway. Order evacuation.
Oh, he'll explain his reasoning in just a minute.
Oh, shit. Oh, I know he will. Time to take a ride, bitch.
Look at that attention to detail. The smoke, the vape smoke still coming out of her mouth as she goes.
Yeah, that's sick.
Gets to visit her destruction all the way down. The men set on fire on the level. The level she torched with a minigun.
Yep.
All the way down. Like I said, the last bit is poetry.
Oh, shit. Splat. Oh.
No, not just a nice clean splat. They earned that R rating, Ralph.
Oh, I'm sure they're about to earn it. Uh-oh. Oh, my goodness.
Yep.
Oh, my goodness. Oh. Ooh. How many people... Well, I shouldn't say that, but sort of a glamorizing. Could be seen as suicidal. I don't know. I wonder how many people saw that. We're like,
take it. Glamorizing.
Well, I know it's not, but it's just some people. Well, it's horrifying to me, but some people see that. I'm not saying don't do it. I'm not one of those people. Yeah, I'll still make whatever you want. I say whatever I want. So, well, most of the time. Give a little look of approval. Yeah. Yeah, bitch. Job well done. Now I'm going to smash. This is going to be my psychic girlfriend. She doesn't need to be a judge.
No, he's not smashing. He's just addressing the wound.
I know. I'm just saying.
Dredd doesn't have time to smash.
Dredd's too busy smashing the heads of criminals into the concrete. He doesn't have time for this.
In that case, it is time to get to
Bow, 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 bow. Smashing criminals. Base judges and not cucked members of the liberal elite.
Yes.
There we go. It was Dredd. Lena Headley. There it is. Wood Harris. There's his name. Oh, that was fun. That was fun, Rambot.
I told you you'd like it.
I did like it. So we got a couple next. Virtuosity, Fifth Element. There's been some other suggestions too. I'll probably run a poll on those two and maybe one more for the next one. We'll do a regular episode as well. I know you're going to do some stuff. You already did one show today. You're going to do another show tonight, entropystream.live/thepetrolhour, I believe.
That's right. Yours.
I'm not responsible for content on Randstream, of course. But
Well, I have to appreciate my my fans out there who've sent you in enough super chats that link's burnt into your brain.
That's true. That's true. It's right into my brain. So check Rand out. You got any final comments here? Because I'm going to put this up for you patrons. I hope you enjoy your weekend. Then I'm going to head down the road to Virginia Beach, and I'm going to do some stuff for Storyfire. Again, Killstream is on Storyfire. Verified video was posted yesterday. I posted the link in the supporter update that was posted to Subscribestar and Patreon early this morning. So go ahead, Rand.
Yep. I do have one final bit. When this came out in 2012, it's an absolutely fantastic movie. It got absolutely screwed over on release. Limited release, almost no advertisement. Everyone who saw it loved it. But for some reason, Hollywood didn't really want this to have eyeballs on it. And while it did make its money back, it didn't become the hit it deserved to be, which means that we didn't get any sequels.
Yeah, it made its money back, but it didn't. Yeah, it didn't. Yeah. You could tell they left it open for a clear sequel at the end. Yeah, go ahead.
They did. I'd say, look at the Cape shit and the other stuff that Hollywood's done in the last 8 years. Reflect back to this movie, how there were several beats there where you, having seen, you know, how Hollywood does movies, you expected one outcome and you got another. Anderson being ruthless. Anderson actually not flinching. Anderson not having, you know, like a moral quandary, but actually doing her duty. Hollywood types didn't like this movie. They hated it. Critics hated it too. Audience loved it.
Yeah.
This is not the kind of movie they want made. And it's not because it's not popular. People love it. Everyone who sees it loves it. They don't want it out there because it ain't on message.
By the way, I really enjoyed it myself. I want to put that out there. The soundtrack is great. I see Mundane Rat over on Twitter mentioning Chronicles of Riddick. Maybe we could add that to the poll.
Chronicles of Riddick's a solid.
Yeah. Maybe we could do that. I've seen that, but it's been so long ago, I couldn't tell you really anything about it. So
it's been years for me. I'd be happy to sit down and watch it again.
I don't really even know the main plot points, honestly. It's been that long. I wasn't really paying attention. I was trying to fuck some broad or something back then. I don't remember.
The Riddick series was almost an accident. They made a throwaway sci-fi movie that got oddly popular, and they decided to just base a spin-off series off one of the main characters.
Oh, yeah. I didn't know that, actually. But yeah, we might add that to the mix. I really want to do Virtuosity and Fifth Element, though. So I'm going to push hard. It's probably going to be one of those. I might not even put it up for a poll.
Folks on my channel have been banging on me. They want to see us do Fifth Element.
Fifth Element? Should that be next?
It's a great fucking flick.
I was talking about doing Virtuosity with Dick, too, so maybe I'll say that. I don't know. We'll see. But Virtuosity is definitely going to be done. I feel like that's an overlooked cult classic from the 90s with Russell Crowe and Denzel Washington. But Fifth Element, big bada boom. Yeah, we got to do that. All right, maybe maybe we'll do Fifth Element next.
Multipass.
We need to get
Dallas, Multipass.
Yeah, we got to get some art for that, too. I'll see what I can do on that front. Rambot, thank you, man. I had fun.
Always a pleasure, my dude.
All right, farewell. Thank you guys for supporting. As always, I hope you enjoyed this. I'll have another bonus episode next weekend. We might do another movie next weekend. I don't know. We'll have some shit coming up. We're going to do Fifth Element next. I think that's been decided. And we'll have some regular content as well. Maybe something midweek if I can think up something. Follow us, Storyfire, Killstream, Verified. Where else? You're already on Patreon and Subscribestar, so... Or subscribe to me on DLive. So you already know most of the inside skinny. There are a few posters left. The Ralph at theralphretort.com. Several people grabbed them up last night, but there are still like 5 left. So check that out. All right. Bye-bye.
As for me, all my information can be easily found at bringonranbot.com.
Very good. Farewell, guys.